Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Back 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I know you're excited too. Elise, I know Elise is back. Elise Benin is here, ladies and gentlemen. Elise is an original founding member of my Brain Trust, the founder of Marketing Mentor, nationally much sought after speaker and trainer and educator on how to put your best foot forward in the marketplace. She's written a number of books on the topic and other topics, and she's our good friend, Elise Benin. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you here. I love the resource that you've become, Elise, for small businesses, especially people who are doing personal services, and because they need a lot of help in terms of pricing their product. Their product is their time and their knowledge and their efforts and maybe, you know, maybe some deliverables.
And the client doesn't really understand the value and what goes into it, especially if it's paid hourly or even a fixed price based on some kind of hourly pricing. And the professional, whether it's a creative professional or a personal professional, whatever the services are, the person usually has a really hard time describing that value and justifying the value and maybe even valuing it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so they're, especially if they're fairly new to the game, they have a tendency to think of their price for their product as wages, don't they? That's the first mistake I think people make.
Yes,
they think of it as wages. Oh, I used to make $20 an hour when I had my business, so if I charge $25, I'll get a raise.
Right, and often I think of that as the employee mentality,
right,
as opposed to the self-employed.
Right,
mentality.
Right. Exactly. Or a business
and
owner.
And
of course, what I like to do is I like to encourage the self-employed not to think of themselves as self-employed. I want them to think about being a business owner who has products that they sell.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So how do we do the best job of getting started with this?
Well, and I do think to that point, the first mindset shift that has to take place is I actually don't like to label people or have people label themselves. I think it's better to separate yourself from the work that you do, because if you say, I'm a business owner, then somehow the business is me. But if you say, I run a business, or think of your business as a separate thing, as opposed to, you know, I'm a self-employed professional, then at least there's make space for a little bit of distance between you and the thing that you're selling.
Well, the reason I like to think about it the way I do is because it also helps me to realize that the money I bring in doesn't belong to me. I went from being self-employed. I went from being an employee of a company to being an employee of another company that I just happen to own.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me to understand that, okay, the money I'm bringing in doesn't belong to me. It belongs to my company. I'm an employee. And if I'm not able to take a paycheck this month, it's because my company doesn't have enough money to pay its employees. And you know what I mean? And so it helped me to separate and to realize that I, the employee, have to support my employer, which is my company.
And right. Okay.
So
that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
And that way, when the money came in, I put the money in the company paid account, and then I took money out as I could, even if it was all of it. I made myself route it through the company, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think that's important, but that still puts you in the mindset of employee, right? And here we're talking about pricing your services, especially something that's intangible, with the knowledge that it's not just the time you spend on it, it's the history and the expertise that you bring to it, it's all of the overhead that you still have to pay for because it is business and no one else is paying for that. And so the price, you know, all obviously has to be higher, and you have to think about it entirely differently.
Well, and the price has to be high enough to pay for when the employees aren't productive. Because the rent still goes on, the utilities still go on, et cetera, even when you're marketing, right? Even when you're trying to get business.
Yeah, and that's a very interesting point, I think, because the nature of being, I want to say, self-employed, when you are in charge of growing the business, the nature is that it is up and down.
That's right.
There's no way around that.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.